his 250th birthday. President Biden later scrapped the plans, but Trump reinstated them when he returned to office. Last summer, Congress committed $40 million to it, though critics say it will cost much more than that. The president has now posted on social media that the garden would be located in West Potomac Park, a national park between the river and the National Mall. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
The Dow has closed down 537 points. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? Well, if you run a business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
40% chance of showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. It is 87 degrees in Lawrence. It is 90 in Manhattan. The time is 3:06.
From NPR News, this is all. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines at 3:30, of course. Then at 3:36, we're going to talk a bit about the recently concluded summit in China. Then at 3:44, there is a water well in Kansas that was measured back in 1966. And back then, the water table was about 95 feet below ground.
When it was measured last January, water was 157 feet deep, a decline of just over 60 feet in 60 years.
Okay, that doesn't sound good. So what exactly is happening in the Ogallala Aquifer? We will find out coming up in a commentary from Rex Buchanan. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Flash Gordon arrives to save the universe at KPR's Next Cinema, A Go-Go. That is tonight at Liberty Hall, 7 p.m. A Flash Gordon double feature, a chapter from the 1936 serial. Then we will screen the 1980 big budget epic starring Sam Jones and featuring music by Queen. The fun begins at 7 o'clock tonight at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. Tickets available at the door.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
The time is 3:20. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from...
And my school has, one test tube that we all share, so I feel kind of behind.
That story Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR stations from 7 to 10 a.m. Weekend Edition Saturday. Kay McIntyre will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing backup power such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at cromwellsolar.com.
News headlines just about 35 seconds away. It is 86 degrees in Topeka and 86 in Emporia. It's 3:30.
Stating that I do request not to be on the ballot, which otherwise, if I didn't make the statement, they would keep me on the ballot in the 9th district.
I'm not a quitter, who told reporters, adding, but these districts were drawn to beat me. Cohen has represented the majority black district since 2007. You're listening to NPR News from New York.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Governor Laura Kelly has issued a state of disaster emergency due to wildfires raging across western Kansas. The declaration will make state resources available to help support local communities. KWCH-TV reports that 17 grass fires have been burning in Clark, Ford, Harper, Meade, and Morton counties. It's believed these fires were started by a dry thunderstorm. Crews also battled a blaze in Stevens County, but that wildfire has reportedly been contained. Meade State Park was evacuated last night and will remain closed until further notice. An evacuation order for the city of Meade was lifted as crews have been gaining the upper hand on fires in Meade and Clark counties. Overnight, residents were told to flee as firefighters battled to gain control of the fire south of town. More Kansas wheat could be left untouched in fields this year after drought and disease ravaged one of the state's top crops. Wheat scouts say there will be more wheat acres abandoned than last year, when federal estimates say about 7% of the crop was not harvested. That is bad news for farmers already facing higher input costs like fuel and fertilizer. Every bushel of wheat counts, but acres are producing about a third less wheat this year. Vance Emke grows wheat in Lane County.
We wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and start worrying. Not a good deal at all.
Farmers who abandon damaged wheat crops could use them for cattle grazing or to try to claim insurance. Researchers at the University of Kansas are working on ways for people with disabilities to have a better chance of landing fair, equitable job opportunities. People with disabilities are sometimes offered low-paying jobs that don't provide a lot of room for growth. Evan Dean is a lead researcher for the project. He says they're working with organizations that help people with physical or intellectual disabilities find jobs that fit their needs. Dean says the goal is to help people with disabilities find jobs that pay competitive, fair wages and to integrate them into the community.
People with disabilities want to work. They want to work alongside everyone else. And when people are working, they have better health outcomes.
Dean says the first phase of the program, nearly 200 people with disabilities found good-paying jobs all across the state of Kansas. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy skies this evening, 40% chance of showers and storms late tonight with lows in the mid-60s. However, we are seeing some storms cropping up this afternoon, currently raining in Jackson and Jefferson counties in Kansas, seeing some showers here and there outside of those sort of pop-up storms. Tomorrow, partly sunny, slight chance of rain in the afternoon, highs around 90 degrees. It's 87 degrees in Lawrence and it's 3:35.
From NPR News, this...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Much of western Kansas is frankly bone dry. Seven counties are under a drought emergency. Dozens more remain under a drought warning. So just how bad is the water situation in western Kansas? Commentator Rex Buchanan has a better idea than most.
Out west of Goodland, just north of Kansans increasingly appreciate the importance of water and are trying to do something about it. But here's something we know for sure. Every day, we're that much closer to another drought. And so far this spring, at least out west, it's dry again. The governor just declared a drought emergency for several western Kansas counties and a drought warning for many more. Now, that could change any day. It may rain, but that won't solve the problem of declining water levels. Let's not declare victory on the waterfront just yet.
Commentator Rex Buchanan is a writer and author and director emeritus of the Kansas Geological Survey. He's also part of a crew that measures water wells in western Kansas every year. If you'd like to hear this story again or share it with a friend, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Join us for KPR 105 Live from the Dole Institute. Food trucks at 11:30 and a concert featuring Alexa Dawson at 1 p.m. Thursday, June 4th, live from the Dole Institute. More at doleinstitute.com. npr.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence, many other frequencies all listed for you at that website I just told you about, kansaspublicradio.org. You'll see complete schedules for both KPR1 and KPR2. Coming up in our next half hour, congressional Republicans are pushing to fund ICE through the end of Donald Trump's presidential term. You'll hear that story at approximately 4:06. Then, Iran's government has been confiscating property from people it says are traitors or critics of the regime. That's coming up following news headlines at 4:01. Stay tuned to KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
40% chance of showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, slight chance of rain in the afternoon with highs around 90 degrees once again. It is 87 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4.
From NPR News, I'm committed to supporting nonprofits with financial management services such as budgeting and forecasting. YPTC.com/NPR. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
I'm Peter Sagal. This week on Wait, Wait, we turn the tables on Jeopardy host Ken Jennings by asking him questions in the form of a question. Join us for the news quiz from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR stations, your KPR 1 stations at any rate, for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me with Peter Sagal as your host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in 1 minute. It's 4 o'clock.
Where that any consideration of race and sex in the hiring process could be unlawful. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
The Texas Supreme Court today refused to declare that the Democratic lawmakers who briefly left the state in 2025 to block a vote on new congressional maps pushed by President Trump had vacated their offices. Governor Greg Abbott and state Republicans wanted the Democrats punished for allegedly abandoning those offices. Democrats say they were exercising their right to dissent. The state's high court says Abbott and other Republicans had already handled the matter through fines and noted the Democrats returned on their own in a few weeks. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Subaru. The 2026 Subaru Outback features new styling, as well as standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and EyeSight driver assist technology. Learn more at Subaru.com/Outback.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
It's 82 degrees in Lawrence, 93 in Manhattan, 93 in Atchison. It is 4:06.
Himself as a leader that could pull the agency out.
We interrupt this broadcast of All Things Considered for a quick update on weather. The National Weather Service in Topeka has now issued a special weather statement concerning a strong thunderstorm affecting northeastern Jackson County through 4:45 this afternoon. Doppler radar is tracking a strong thunderstorm 4 miles northeast of Circleville. It is moving to the east at 20 miles per hour with wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour and penny-sized hail. Gusty winds could knock down small tree limbs and blow around unsecured objects. Minor hail damage is possible. Locations affected include Whiting and Netawaka. So this is a special weather statement for portions of Jackson and Nemaha counties. Through 4:45 this afternoon, you have a strong thunderstorm coming your way. Stay tuned. We'll let you know if that gets upgraded to a severe thunderstorm warning. We now return you to All Things Considered, already in progress.
All of so far.
Border Patrol Chief Mike.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We are always online as well, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org, where, if you have a mind to, you can become a member of KPR just by pointing and clicking and making a pledge. You click on the word support, which is fairly easy to find. We'd love to have you as a member of the KPR family. Really taking ownership of the public media project throughout Northeast and East Central Kansas.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
Coming up on All Things Considered, we have news headlines at 4:30. That's about 11 minutes from now. Then at 4:36, the president is planning a day-long prayer event in Washington, D.C. on Sunday. Critics say that day is actually about showcasing one very narrow sliver of Christians.
What we are seeing on the Mall is a very Christian nationalist ideological version that is, in essence, being privileged and is being platformed.
So we are going to talk about this event. It's called Rededicate 250. What can you expect? Well, Jason DeRose will tell us all about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
Strong thunderstorms moving through portions of Jackson and Nemaha counties through 4:45. It's 4:20.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Desert Island, would I be able to make it?
Surviving Survivor, as the 50th season wraps up with the author of a new book on the show. This weekend on All Things Considered.
Join us tomorrow at 4 p.m. on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, celebrating the free spirit of Kansas through independent films, music, and art in downtown Lawrence, June 22nd through 28th. Passes and tickets available at freestatefestival.org.
Stay tuned. We have news headlines coming up in just about 40 seconds. Still plenty of All Things Considered yet to come. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. The time is 4:30.
District. NPR's Stephen Fowler has more reaction from the state.
The new 9th District stretches from Memphis through rural Tennessee and into the Nashville suburbs. Republicans NPR spoke with argued that's actually more representative of the state's population than packing black voters who overwhelmingly support Democrats into a single Memphis seat. Murray County GOP Chair Jason Gillum.
And a lot of people say, well, you know, you're going to have a complete diverse population within that district. Well, that's kind of the way we are here, right, in America. We're a melting pot. We're diverse.
Democrats and voting rights groups disagree, and several pending lawsuits argued the lines are illegal. Stephen Fowler, NPR News.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Governor Laura Kelly has issued a state of disaster emergency due to wildfires raging across western Kansas. The declaration will make state resources available to help support local communities. KWCH-TV reports that 17 grass fires have been burning in Clark, Ford, Harper, Meade, and Morton counties. It is believed these fires were started by a dry thunderstorm. Crews also battled a blaze in Stevens County, but that wildfire has reportedly been contained. Meade State Park was evacuated last night and will remain closed until further notice. An evacuation order for the city of Meade was lifted as crews gained the upper hand on fires in Meade and Clark counties. Overnight, residents were told to flee as firefighters firefighters battled to gain control of the fire south of town. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is looking into an officer-involved shooting in Kansas City, Kansas. Authorities say a man was fatally shot yesterday morning after he rushed toward officers during a domestic disturbance call. Officers say the man came out of a residence carrying a metal object. A struggle broke out and officers opened fire, striking 27-year-old Jesse Fitzgerald. He later died at an area hospital. Following the shooting, investigators recovered a metal spoon near Fitzgerald. No officers were injured. More Kansas wheat could be left untouched in the fields this year after drought and disease ravaged one of the state's top crops. Wheat scouts say there will be more wheat acres abandoned than last year, when federal estimates say about 7% of the crop was not harvested. That's bad news for farmers already facing higher input costs like fuel and fertilizer. Every bushel of wheat counts, but acres are producing about one-third less wheat this year. Vance Emke grows wheat in Lane County.
We wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and start worrying. Not a good deal at all.
Farmers who abandon damaged wheat crops could use them for cattle grazing or try to claim crop insurance. 40% chance of showers and storms late tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Slight chance of rain tomorrow with a high around 90. It's 4:35. This is KPR.
Support for NPR. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Morning Edition keeps you in touch with your fellow human beings and with people seeking human contact, like those at speed friending events.
It was very good for my soul.
And at no phone bars.
I wanted to create a space where people could come, interact, be vulnerable, be nervous, but be human, you know what I mean?
I do. Listen for Life across the country, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for 2026-27 events, including Broadway musicals Waitress, The Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde, the musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
Thanks for joining us today. We will have an update of news headlines for you at 5:01. That will be followed by story about military families and what they're going through during wartime. We will learn about the CIA director's surprise visit to Cuba. We'll get a review of a film that was once a play. Bob Mondello will tell us all about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Give Campus, a fundraising platform helping over 1,500 colleges, universities, and independent schools identify, engage, and steward donors. More information at givecampus.com.
82 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 5.
City of Maryland Libraries, committed to reimagining learning, advancing the public good, and empowering research that creates a better future for everyone. More at lib.umd.edu. From the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org. And from Easy Cater, a workplace food platform dedicated to making it easy for organizations to order food from a wide variety of restaurants, set up employee meal programs, and manage food spend. At easycater.com. This is NPR.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting driven by curiosity, not an agenda. Get the facts every weekday.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. We start things off with an update of news headlines in 1 minute. It's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Addams Family, a musical for the entire family, June 5th through 7th, 11th through 14th, and 18th through the 21st. Tickets and more at theaterlawrence.com.
93 degrees in Manhattan, 87 in Topeka. It's 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for making room in your busy schedule for us here at KPR today. We have an update of news headlines coming up in about 12 minutes. It's going to happen at 5:30. At 5:44, Rex Buchanan will tell us about what's going on with the Ogallala Aquifer, the High Plains Aquifer in general, the water situation in western Kansas. Where do things stand right now? He'll tell us coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers develop science-based solutions to conserve and manage water resources. More information at k-state.edu.
Flash Gordon is here to save every one of us at the next Cinema A-Go-Go, which happens to be tonight, a KPR production down at Liberty Hall, all Flash all the time. Chapter 1 of the 1936 Cliffhanger, and then the 1980 big-budget reboot featuring music by Queen. It's Flash Gordon night down at Liberty Hall. The doors open at 6:30, shows at 7 o'clock. That is tonight. All the information you need is available at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
-93 degrees in Manhattan, 87 in Emporia, 89 in Atchison. It is 5:20.
From NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR station, 7 to 10 a.m. It's weekend edition Saturday. Kay McIntyre is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
News headlines are coming up in just about 30 seconds. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Governor Laura Kelly has issued a state of disaster emergency due to wildfires raging across western Kansas. That declaration will make state resources available to help support local communities. KWCH-TV reports that 17 grass fires have been burning in Clark, Ford, Harper, Meade, and Morton counties. It's believed these fires were started by a dry thunderstorm. Crews also battled a blaze in Stevens County, but that wildfire has reportedly been contained. Meade State Park was evacuated last night and will remain closed until further notice. An evacuation order for the city of Meade was lifted as crews gained the upper hand on fires in Meade and Clark counties. Overnight, residents were told to flee as firefighters battled to gain control of the fire, which was south of the town. More Kansas wheat could be left untouched in fields this year after drought and disease ravaged one of the state's top crops. Wheat scouts say there will be more wheat acres abandoned than last year, when federal estimates say about 7% of the crop was not harvested. That's bad news for farmers already facing higher input costs, like fuel and fertilizer. Every bushel of wheat counts, but acres are producing about one-third less wheat this year. Vance Emke grows wheat in Lane County.
5 o'clock in the morning and start worrying. Not a good deal at all.
Farmers who abandon damaged wheat crops could use them for cattle grazing or to try to claim insurance. Researchers at the University of Kansas are working on ways for people with disabilities to have a better chance of landing fair, equitable job opportunities. People with disabilities are sometimes offered low-paying jobs that don't provide a lot of room for growth. Evan Dean is a lead researcher for the project. He says they're working with organizations that help people with physical or intellectual disabilities find jobs that fit their needs. Dean said the goal is to help people with disabilities find jobs that pay competitive, fair wages and integrate them into the community.
People with disabilities want to work. They want to work alongside everyone else. And when people are working, they have better health outcomes.
Dean says during the first phase of the program, nearly 200 people with disabilities found good-paying jobs across Kansas. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas tonight, partly cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms late tonight. Lows overnight in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, a slight chance of showers and storms in the afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with a high around 90. We have another slight chance of rain tomorrow night with lows in the upper 60s, highs in the upper 80s for Sunday. It's 5:35.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Much of western Kansas is dry. Seven counties are under a drought emergency. Dozens more remain under a drought warning. But just how bad is the water situation in western Kansas? Commentator Rex Buchanan has a better idea than most.
Out west of Goodland, and at least out west, it's dry again. The governor just declared a drought emergency for several western Kansas counties and a drought warning for many more. Now, that could change any day. It may rain, but that won't solve the problem of declining water levels. Let's not declare victory on the waterfront just yet.
Commentator Rex Buchanan is a writer, an author, and director emeritus of the Kansas Geological Survey. He's also part of a crew that measures water wells in western Kansas every year. If you'd like to hear that story again or share it with a friend, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a concert by Robin Hitchcock on June 26th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Hope you'll stay tuned. We have another hour and 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come at 6:01, an update of news headlines. That will be followed by a conversation all about congressional Republicans trying to push ICE funding through by the end of the president's term. We will also have a conversation with the actress Hayden Panettiere about her new memoir. Those stories and more still to come. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at spiderartconstructors.com.
40% chance of showers and storms late tonight, lows in the mid-60s, highs around 90 tomorrow. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 93 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 6.
From Eric and Wendy Schmidt, through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org. From your part-time controller, specializing in nonprofit accounting and committed to supporting nonprofits with financial management services such as budgeting and forecasting, yptc.com/NPR. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
I'm Peter Sagal. This week on Wait, Wait, we turn the tables on Jeopardy! Host Ken Jennings by asking him questions in the form of a question. Join us for the news quiz from NPR.
You can hear Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me tomorrow at 10 a.m. on your KPR1 stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9. K258BT Manhattan 99.5. And at kansaspublicradio.org. News headlines are coming up in 1 minute. It is 6 o'clock.